أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City and actually focusing on Muhammad Square, today we're going to look at Surah Taha. This is Surah number 20. It has 135 ayat. It's a Makki Surah. Absolutely adore this Surah. Let's just first look at the focus, as we always do. And the focus of Surah Taha is literally on the story of Prophet Musa. It's sort of a little bit similar to Surah Yusuf, which focuses on Prophet Yusuf, but this is dedicated in essence to Prophet Musa. We also find the advice to the Prophet of being steadfast in the face of insults that he suffered from the people of Makkah and the establishing of Salah. We've divided the surah into five sections. But before I go there, a little bit of a did you know. So all the chapters that begin with Ta, and this is Taha, actually mentioned the staff that turned into a snake for Prophet Musa. Now, if you draw the letter Ta, you'll find that it looks like a snake. It's quite amazing at the correlation here. Before I look at the sections of the surah, I'd like to look at some of my favorite ayat of this surah, which I use in absolutely every day. I mean, I use them before I talk all the time. The first ones are ayat 25 to 28, and this is beautiful. This is when Prophet Musa is going to Fir'aun, and this is the dua that he says. So it starts off by saying, Rabbi shrah li sadri. So kala Rabbi shrah li sadri. He said, oh my Rabb, expand my breast for me. Now that's a literal translation. In other words, give me confidence, make me fully in tune with my task so I'm focused on it. Keep me relaxed so I don't get angry at what's going to be said to me. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, make my task easy for me. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, loosen the knot in my tongue. See, Prophet Musa had a stutter. In other words, he's saying, if I get nervous, I may not be able to verbalize what I want to say. So loosen it. Make sure I don't have my stutter back. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, so that they may understand my words. In other words, so I may make my speech clear. Speaking, when we speak, it's to ensure not that we look important, but that the person across understands what we're saying. So these are beautiful ayat. And then ayah 114, which is Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Rab, increase me in knowledge. It doesn't say Rab, make me have more knowledge like Google. La, it says increase me in knowledge. In other words, in whatever knowledge I have, make it make a difference inside me so that I become a better person. Oh my goodness, I absolutely love it. So let's look at the surah. Five sections, as I said. And the first section of Surah Taha is really in essence a consolation to the Prophet, where Allah says, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashka, we have not revealed the Quran to you that you may be unsuccessful. See, shiqaq is literally failure. In other words, we did not reveal this to you so we to set you up for failure or to exhaust you or overwhelm you. But illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha, it is a reminder for those who are in awe of their creator. Tanzeelan mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula, it is a revelation from the one who created the earth and the high heavens. And who was he? Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. This king, the one who is firm in power, he is Rahman. Now this is in contrast to Fir'aun that Prophet Musa would go and see. So the first section is literally telling the Prophet, this is what the Quran is about. And then ayah 8, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. Allahu la ilaha illa hu lahul asma'ul husna. Allah, there is no God but he has the very best names, the most awesome attributes. The next section is rather long. It's from ayah 9 to 98, and it is the story of Prophet Musa. Inshallah, we will look at the whole story at another time. But in essence, it starts off with the conversation of Prophet Musa on Mount Sinai with Allah. And Allah makes him so comfortable that he prolongs his conversation with Allah. What is in your hand, Musa? It is a large stick. I recline on it. I beat the bushes so sheep can eat out of it. So he was prolonging this conversation. And Allah is preparing him to speak to Fir'aun because he tells him, Musa, Al-kiha ya Musa, drop your stick. فَأَلْقَاهَا, he drops it. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى, and it becomes a snake with fangs showing. Musa, pick it up. لَا تَخَفْ, don't be scared. And Allah is building up his trust because there is another snake, a human snake, that Musa has to confront, and that is Fir'aun. And then the miracle of the light in his hand when he puts it under his armpit. And here he is told to go to Fir'aun. In ayah 37 to 41, he is also reminded of how he was returned to his mom after she was told to put him into the river Nile. His conversation with Fir'aun is recorded in ayah 49 to 56. And then we find in the next 57 to 76, the magician's challenge and then how they submit to the Rabb of Musa. The magician said, Ya Musa, imma an tulkiya wa imma an nakuna awwala man alka. Will you cast your staff or shall we be the first to do it? And he said, no, you do it. And then their staffs or their cords looked like they were running. In ayah 67, Allah says, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So Musa had this fear that took hold of his mind. And Allah tells him, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ, don't be scared. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى, you shall be the upper one. And when he cast his staff, it ate up all the other staffs and all the other cords. And immediately the magicians go into sajda and they say, Amanna bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa, we believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa, despite the fact that Fir'aun threatens to kill them. In ayah 77 to 82, we see how the Bani Israel are allowed to go, and Prophet Musa with the Bani Israel now leave Egypt. In ayah 77, Allah tells them to travel by night and how a dry path is made in the sea for them. In ayah 78, Allah says how Fir'aun follows them with his armies and then is drowned. And the final aspect here about Prophet Musa is when he goes up with his meeting or retreat with Allah and how his people listen to Samiri, who makes a golden calf, and they start worshipping that golden calf. He had left his brother Harun in charge, and then we see in ayah 94 how he confronts his brother at what happened. The surah then transitions into Section 3, which compares the deniers of guidance to those who believe and do good. And here we also see a description of the day of Qiyamah, for example, in Ayah 109, where Allah says, on the day when there will be no intercession except of whom the Rahman, the most compassionate God, allows and whose word he is pleased with. In other words, someone that divinity has pre-approved. Then we find in section 4, which is ayat 115 to 123, a mention of Prophet Adam and how Shaitan deceives them. And finally, the surah ends with an encouragement to the Prophet to be steadfast, to have sabr in the face of the Makkans' insults. In ayat 130, Allah says, Fasbir ala ma yakulun, have sabr on what they say, bear patiently, be steadfast on what they say. Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika قَبْلَ طُلُوءِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَصَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So declare his perfection by praising him before the rising of the sun, number one, before its setting, number two, and during hours of the night, number three. Also declare his perfection and during parts of the day so that you may be well pleased. So qabla tulu'i shams is the time of fajr. Wa qabla ghurubiha is the time for maghrib. Wa min ana'i layl is isha and tahajjud. Wa atraf al-nahar is dhuhr and asr. So it's talking about salah. And this is further reinforced in ayah 132, where Allah says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and enjoin salah on those who are dependent on you, on each other, interdependent. your family, and he says, "Wastabir alayha, stick to it, adhere to it." La nas'aluka rizqan. We do not ask you for anything. No risk, no sustenance. Nahnu narzukukum. It is we who provide you with sustenance. Wal aqibatu littaqwa. And the best end for you is to be able to be God conscious. A phenomenal surah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who declare his perfection at the times he has said in ayah 130. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.